We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 7 lines from the top. We'll count exactly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the top. The first word of the line is Ilah. At the end of that line, it's the last narrow line. Amar Rabba, or some of Gerius Amar Rabba, Hani Tlas Mili, these following 3 halachas, Ishtoyli Ukvon Bar Nechemya Reish Gulusa, Mishmei de Shmuel. The following 3 halachas, Ukvon, who was the Reish Gulusa at that time, said over B'Shem Shmuel. What are the 3 halachas? First of all, Dino de Machusa Dino. Second of all, Arisusa de Parsoi Ad Menshnin. And third of all, Vahani Zahure de Zavin Ara, Litaska Zavninu Zavinu Zavini. Let's explain each one. Dino Machusa Dino is what we learned in a little bit on yesterday's blat. And the Gemara in Baba Kama says, Haraya, that Dino Machusa Dino is because the government takes away trees from people, makes bridges, and we all go on those bridges. How do we use those bridges? Geneva. The answer is because the melech has a kayach to do what they want, and their din is din, and dina mechusa dina. That's pasuk shah in the words dina mechusa dina. Like the response speaks out, by goes a kama amat heida, the Catholic dick, they cut down palm trees, they gishri, and they make bridges, I feel like we go on it. That's number one. Number two, Arisusa de Parsoi ad Mem Shnin, which means like this. The Rashbam has 2 pshatim. The first pshat in the Rashbam is that there is a chazaka on Parsiim, on Goyim, for 40 years. Like we know that if a Goy is machzik a soda for 3 years, it's not enough of a chazaka. And if Reuven, the Yid, buys it from the Goy, and the Goy had it for 10 years, and the Reuven has a shtari bought from the Goy, Reuven's taina is Nishkin taina. Why is it not a taina? Because we assume the Goy stole it, even though he's there 10 years. But I'm scared to be moicha. So therefore, there's no chazaka on a guy. But there's an exception. If it's 40 years, if the guy is here for 40 years, the parasoi is here for 40 years, the guy is here for 40 years, then that is considered a chazaka. And if you buy from him, you don't have to prove that the guy bought it from Yisrael. He doesn't need a star for that. He does not need a star for that. And 40 years is not a chazaka. That's pshat number 1 in the Rashbam. Pshat number 2 in the Rashbam is that even though usually 3 years, this is a whole new pshat. The second pshat is going by a yid. Even though usually a chazaka 3 years is chazaka by a yid, in this place, since the minig of the machusa was 40 years, you need 40 years also. But some Rishonim don't like this pshat. But the difference in pshat will be like this. The first pshat v'chad is by a goy shaykh to have a chazaka by 40 years. For the second pshat, don't sting. A goy never has a chazaka. For the Rashbam's second pshat, also, is saying a Yisrael in that place needs more than 3 years, needs 40 years. But we'll go with Iker like the first pshat, Rashbam, that's the pshat. The third thing the Gemara says is, Vahani Zahuri, the Zavin Aro, on the second wide line in Daf Nun Hei, Vahani Zahuri, the Zavin Aro, Lataska, Zavinu Zvini, which means like this, that Zahuri means the property is called Zahuri. The Gemara later on in the fourth parak will call a property Zahuri. So it says, let's say they owe taxes, owe property taxes to the government. And the government said that we're going to sell it to pay up this because of the property tax you owe us. It's because you didn't pay property tax, a lien on the property now. You owe $30,000 of taxes. We're going to sell the property and we're going to get taxes that way. If they do that, it's a good zvini. And even if a yid buys it, it's a good zvini because the karka is meshubit to the taxes. So that's the third halacha they said over from Shmuel, these 3 halachas. Now the Gemara speaks out like this, Vahani mili letaska. This is true only if it's property tax. Ava lekarga, if the government sold the property because he didn't pay a head tax, loy. Then it's not a good zvini, it's not a good sale on the property. My time, what's the reason? Karga karkaf the gavre marach. The head tax is on the person, it's not on the field. So even though there's a shibud on your properties, because that's what you own, there's a shibud on properties, but it's not called, there's no right for them to sell the property. It's not like it's theirs that they can sell it. You force the guy to pay somehow or another, but it's not considered a good zvini. That's the smashma from the Gemara's medayik, from that we said from Shmuel, dafka, taska, and not karga, is a raya that it's only by a property tax, not by a head tax. But the Gemara argues. The Mandyama argues. Rav Hunan Brei Rav Yeshua Amar, afilu sari dekado mishtabli lekarga. He says even your metaltlim is meshubit to the karga, and therefore it's all a sale. It's all a good sale. Even your metaltlim. That's what he says. like the lashon of the Rashbam is even sari the kada, the barley in your jug, shukar net shum and akarko, when ochem bekada, the koshin karka atzma. Either way, it's I'm reading the Rashbam. This is dinam chusa, and therefore he says all matalflim are meshubid, and therefore it's considered a good zvini. So that's what Rav Huna said. Zokta Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Ashi, Omli Huna Vanosin. So Huna also told me kasha v'meimer. Maybe has a kasha on this. Im kein betalta Yerushas benoya bechor. You'll never have a possibility for a bechor to have pishnayim. Davle royu. The halach is that a bechor only takes pishnayim in things that you have in your rishus b'shas the father dies. But let's say the classic case of royu is the father dies and people owe him millions of dollars and then they collect it after the father dies. He doesn't get pishnayim on that because that's called royu. That's called it's going to come. He only gets pishnayim something that's here already. And I may want to tie in now that since everything he owns is meshubit to his head tax, so therefore, it's not called, it's called royal, it's not called his yet, until we make sure that everything is taken care of. So if he owes...
What point?
Huh?
What point are they taking care of?
After it's paid up. After it's paid up. So if...
Every year he owes a new tax.
Right, so exactly, and everything meshubit. So you can ask me, let's see, as he tells you, tell me now if he owes money to his wife as a ksuba also, It won't be called his legam because there's lean on it, and it's also called royu. You can tell me that. So that Taisus says, and the Rashbam, but it's easy to see Taisus. Look at top Taisus. It became metal the Yerusha benoy. The Bishlam we call Adam sheyesh lov ksubas isha. Bishlam every person owes a ksubas isha or bachayiv or bachayiv owes money. Even though the mechasim are meshubid to them, we come akem ein Yerushas benoy abachar. It's missing collecting. You have to announce it, you have to have a star. But when it comes to taxes, it belongs to him. But a melech, it's like he collected already. And therefore, the Gemara's time is, if all your nechosim are meshubed to the head tax, so then you never have a case of Pishnayim. So Gemara says, back to you. So he says, back to you. Yalke, fill taskinami. Even property tax also. You can tell me also, anytime he didn't pay property tax this year, he won't get Pishnayim in the Karka either. The case that you get Pishnayim is when he paid up his taxes and he died. Hachanami, you have karga mis. Here also, itaka only get pishnayim when you paid up the head tax and you died. Zogtig maravait. The kid says it wasn't a good time on him and he held still that all those things are meshubit and therefore it's a good sale. Omravashi, Omali huna banasin, shal tinul sifre de Rava. I asked the seifrim of Rava of Omruli, they told me, Hilchasa karahun rei Yeshua. They said the lach is like Hun Revishua, that even the metaltlim and of course the karka are almost shubit to even the head taxes, not only the property taxes. Velohi, the Gemara says it's not true. Hosom l'ukme milsahu de amar. The reason why the Seifrim said this is because they had a story where they were mechayiv. They said that it's a good zvini when the government sold something to pay up a head tax, and therefore they wanted to be right. Therefore they said that's the paskin, but it's not true. It's not really true. It's not how we paskin. Like the Rashbam says, "V'loi hosom less hilchas akarafun rei Yeshua." The loy mishtabdi loy karkoyes v'loy metalth lekarga. It's not meshubit. And v'zovin lekarga if they sold for the karga loy zvini zvini because lemaisa it's a the person's mechayiv not his properties. And those say from a rava the reason why they wrote this is because they wouldn't have had they had stories and different things that were written on such things and they wanted to be right, therefore they said that. But it was shloika din. And therefore we're saying we don't really paskin like a hun rei shua. Now there's a big nidin in the shrine here, like this whole chalukah is very funny, my chalukah. If the chalukah is, are all your stuff meshubid to the head tax? So why don't you just like go into the government books and find out? So it's a funny thing, they're arguing what the government holds.
But yeah, you only want $10,000, they take $10,000 worth of.
No, they don't take all 10,000. But you can't sell a half a property. They sell the whole thing. That's how it is. Even today, if you have a lien, they take a whole house. They get a tax thing. It could be a water bill, and in some places, including Lakewood, if you don't pay the water bill, they put the whole house up for sale, a sheriff sale. Yes, they do. There's a lien on the thing. They could do that. The government has the right to do that. Now, here the shaila is, but here's not a shaila about that. Whatever the rule is, the chaykes amarayim, what the rule is, it's a very funny thing. And the Rishonim Mutzu with this shaila exactly, how is it possible to have that we argue what the rule of the government is? But the Maisa does state here, and you have to say it. What it means is that, could you even use, I guess there's a certain level, you have to know if there's a certain level that you can say dina de machusa when it's a very shver dina machusa dina. Maybe that's the nidin over here. It's a big shiloh. What's exactly in the Rishonim, what's the nidin over here? Because really, just check out what the government says. So more about taxes. Vam ravashi. Pardacht mesayeye masa vahani mila dal tzilta masa avandiski siyat ashmaihi. Okay, what's a pardachta? Pardachta is a odom, the Rashbam says, a odom batul mimalacha, umilimud, umiderech eretz. The guy doesn't do a thing. He doesn't do it. Doesn't work. He doesn't learn. And all he does is does nothing. And obviously, if he does nothing, he's basically homeless. He doesn't have any money. Now, the whole community was chayv of taxes. So what they did was, everyone had to pay their share. Now, what happened is here, that the kahal said, leave this guy alone. He doesn't have any money. Leave him alone. And because of that, they raised a little more taxes on the other chavra. So the halacha is that here, he's chayiv to pay. He's chayiv to pay. Because the maisa, they're paying more because they saved him. Therefore, he's chayiv to come with the money to pay for this. So it means that pardachta mesayei masa, he has to help out in the taxes. But vahani mili dat silta masa. That's only if the town said, don't start up with him because he has no money. And they saved him. Avandiski, which means they forgot to collect from him. Or they themselves, the government themselves, saw he has no money and did not collect from him. Siyat d'shmayi, he's lucky that he got potter and he does not have to replenish that money that the oilman paid for him.
The government still charging the rest of the
two guys. Right. But they left him alone. They left him alone. They left him alone. Therefore, it is his own siyat d'shmayi. Now, the Rishonim speak out that if it's a guy who taka does make money, then even if they left him out by mistake, or he still has to pay. Because Lamaise, he is earning income from the community, he has to pay income tax. Here we're talking about this guy, taka gets nothing from the community in form of income, and therefore, maybe he's not really mechuyev. So if the government want him to pay and they just saved him, Avadi has to help out.
Why did they save him? Why does he have to save?
Because it made everyone else pay more, and therefore.
It means
a few guys, a few askanim did that. Everyone pays more, not everyone's meichel. Why should meichel? Why should meichel for this guy? So they're not meichel for this guy. So therefore, he owes them that money, and they parted him because right now he would have gone to jail. They got him. It's not pshat. Also, first of all, you're saying they're meichel. First they were meichel. They just saved him. He's going to be in jail. He doesn't pay his taxes. They leave him alone. He doesn't have money. It doesn't mean that meichel have money. They had to pay more money. That's number one. Number two is, I'm not sure if you ask Kahal could decide such a thing. Everyone's paying more money for this guy. So technically, he owes money back to the Kahal. He owes this money.